Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today I'd like to talk to you about Opel Tigra, but before, please subscribe to my channel and thumbs up. Please help me to spread the knowledge and the passion for cars. Okay guys, Opel Tigra. Opel Tigra was the name applied to two different cars produced by German automaker Opel, both based on different iterations of the Corsa Super Mini. The first was built in Spain, the second in France. The first Tigra was a small 2+2 coupe produced from 1994 to 2000. The later compact hard-topped convertible roadster was produced in May 2004. Today, I would like to talk to you about the first of these two cars. Yes, because it was really interesting, the meaning of this kind of cars, because it was derived from a compact car, regular compact car, and on that base was developed a coupe car. Yes, a small coupe car, really, really enjoyable, really fun to drive, with small characteristics, small car, light, and with really interesting design too. The first Tigra was based on the coupe concept car of the same name that was shown in 1993 Frankfurt Motor Show, alongside an open-top Tigra Roadster concept in the scamp of a Roadster pickup. The premiere of the concept Tigra in the United Kingdom was in 1993, London Motor Fair. The Tigra or Tigra was built on the platform of the second generation of Opel Corsa. The production vehicle was introduced in the beginning of 1994 and was built at Opel Zaragoza plant in Spain. Yes, the same country where it was built for Puma. Production started in 1994 September. General Motors Pontiac division has considered importing the Tigra in the United States, but in the end they decided that the car was too small for American consumer. Television advertisement in the United Kingdom for the Vauxhall Tigra featured the tune Fest by the Pogues. The Tigra shared no body panel with the Corsa. No body panel with the Corsa on which it was based, and the interior layout was different. However, still kept the Corsa dashboard and most major engine parts. The Tigra also included a 2+2 seating arrangement. Due to the coupe styling and the compact dimension of the car, rear seats were really small. The Tigra was available with two petrol engine options, both with the Ecotec from the Ecotec family. The entry-level 1.4-liter with 90 horsepower and the larger sporter version powered by 1.6-liter engine with 106 horsepower, sourced from the Corsa GSI and later Corsa Sport. Both were DOHC 16-valve engine with electronic fuel injection. The smaller engine was available with an optional 4-speed automatic gearbox, but the most interesting were the 1.6-liter model. Came with 4 front fog lights and standard and a future on the 1.4-liter version. A future unavailable 1.4-liter version, sorry. An automatic option for the 1.4 was added in February 1995, but what was really interesting is that the suspension was essentially unchanging from the Corsa donor model, although the setup has been tweaked by Lotus. Guys, Lotus. However, the car carried extra weight with 150 kg over the equivalent engine Corsa model, but the acceleration 0-100 on the 1.6 liter was 10.5 seconds. 1 second slower than the Corsa GSI. Higher top speed, 203 km per hour, 126 miles per hour, was obtained thanks to the higher gear ratio, lower drag coefficient, 0.31, and standard 15 wheels. on the more powerful model, so the 1.6 liter. The car was imported by General Motors and sold on the Chevrolet Tigra in Brazil and Mexico, and as the Vauxhall Tigra in the United Kingdom. The Brazilian Chevrolet Tigra was imported only for a few months between the end of 1998 and the beginning of 1999. Due to the sudden depreciation of the real, the coins, which forced General Motors do Brazil to end importation. All day, the 1.6 liter model was imported, detuned to 100 horsepower for tax purpose. The production ended on July 2001 with the final sale number of 256,000 pieces. This car, guys, will be really interesting too, because it's the meaning that it has, this car. Small compact car derived by a normal regular car tuned by Lotus, 1.6 liter, quite light, small, agile, with a stiffer suspension that surely will increase the value. Affordable, reliable car, fast, small, easy to adjust, compact, nice design. So guys, let's keep in touch and let's give a look to this car, because it will be really interesting in the future. Okay guys, thanks for having seen the channel, the video till at this moment. If you are here, subscribe to my channel and thumbs up.